Here is the latest from Bears training camp in Bourbonnais. Well, you can call him the human joystick, you can call him chicken salad, or you can call him whatever other nickname is out there for Tariq Cohen. The bottom line is the rookie is quickly becoming a fan favorite at training camp.
Because I like to turn and contort my body different ways, so, you know, that arm tackle might not get in there, a person might not be able to grab my jersey, so I can be able to elude the tackler. It's definitely a major thing in my game because, you know, considering my size, if a defender really gets hands on me, like a good grip on me, then most likely he's going to make that tackle. So me evading the tackle is very important.
I mean, he's definitely a shifty back. He's hard to cover in space. I mean, there's a lot of different ways we can use him. He does a lot of good things. So, I mean, he's definitely going to be a good asset for us.
Well, some of those type of guys, those third down backs, are like receivers. You know, when you shift them out and do the things. There's been some, you know, guys that have been threats in that area, and I think that helps an offense, especially on third down.
Speaking of receivers, Kevin White had a strong practice Wednesday, including a diving catch in one-on-one drills, and is working to improve every day.
Coming off the ball fast, playing fast, playing more aggressive, getting out of my breaks like I want to. So just got to continue to tie everything together.
All he wants to do is go out there and make plays. And 6'3", 220 pounds, 4'3 guy, give him the ball, let him do what he do.
Offensive lineman Josh Sitton was back at practice for the first time after the birth of his child and is happy to be back with the guys.
I think that's probably the biggest thing about training camp is building that chemistry as a team and building that bond, you know, as an offensive lineman.
Keep following along on the Chicago Bears Twitter for live press conferences and get all of your Bears training camp news on the Bears official mobile app.